Well, it is the final day of our Valentine's Day theme week.
Yes.
And as we head into Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, the whole weekend, eh? Okay.
Well, I mean, week before it? Valentine's Day.
Okay.
We'll probably celebrate this weekend.
Just a day.
Anyway, I thought that we should talk about the namesake of the holiday, St. Valentine.
Oh, St. Valentine.
Who was St. Valentine?
Who was he?
Did you ever wonder that?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Sure you'd have. Yeah,
plenty, at least a dozen times.
So, St. Valentine was a 3rd century Roman saint.
Oh.
So, from the high Middle Ages, not the low Middle Ages, but the high Middle Ages,
yes.
His saint's day has been associated with a tradition of courtly love. But he is also a patron saint of the city of Terni in Italy.
Oh.
Also of epilepsy and beekeepers.
You're going to have to do all three of those one more time for me. He's the patron saint.
He's the patron saint of the city of Terni. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but in Italy.
Right.
Epilepsy.
We're talking like.
Epilepsy.
Like epilepsy, not like a town called epilepsy.
No, like the.
Epilepsy.
The health condition.
Okay.
And beekeepers.
And beekeepers.
All those things.
That is the trifecta.
Yes.
Wow.
So the Saint Valentine who inspired the holiday may have been actually two different people.
Oh, okay.
Officially recognized by the Roman Catholic Church, Saint Valentine is known to be a real person who died around AD 270.
I'm sorry to hear that.
One Saint Valentine was supposedly a Roman priest who performed secret weddings against the wishes of the authorities in the 3rd century.
Right.
Imprisoned in the home of a noble, he healed his captor's blind daughter, causing the whole household to convert to Christianity and sealing his fate. Before being martyred on February 14th, he sent the girl a note signing it, "Your Valentine," which is said to have inspired today's romantic messages.
There is a hallmark of all of that and never look back.
Some accounts also say there was another saint named Valentine during the same period who also was credited with secret weddings and was martyred on February 14th.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of martyring.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day has only recently been celebrated as the Day of Love. The Day of Love was traditionally actually March 12th, which is the St. Gregory's Day.
What do we do on March 12th now? Did it get bumped for something?
That's right. I don't know.
Okay.
It's right near St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, or February 22nd, which was St. Vincent's Day. Many of the current legends that characterize St. Valentine were invented in the 14th century in England, notably by the poet Geoffrey Chaucer and his circle when the feast day of February 14th first became associated with romantic love. No record exists of romantic celebrations on Valentine's Day before this, before a poem that he wrote around 1375. In his work, he links a tradition of courtly love with the celebration of St. Valentine's feast day, an association that didn't exist until after the poem received widespread attention.
Okay.
Yeah. So the saint we celebrate on Valentine's Day is known officially as St. Valentine of Rome.
In order
to differentiate him from the dozen or so other Valentines on the list.
Yeah.
Turns out that Valentine was a popular moniker between the 2nd and 8th centuries AD. The official Roman Catholic roster of saints shows about a dozen who were named Valentine or some variation thereof.
When you say the roster, you mean like the phone book?
Sort of. There was even a Pope Valentine, although little is known about him except that he served only 40 days.
Oh.
Very short. Short term.
Long at all.
So today, the flower-adorned skull of St. Valentine is on display in the Basilica of Santa Maria in Rome.
Okay.
In the early 1800s, the excavation of a catacomb near Rome yielded skeletal remains and other relics now associated with St. Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
As is customary, these bits and pieces of the late saint's body have subsequently been distributed all over the world. You'll find other parts of him on display in the Czech Republic, Ireland, Scotland.
These are the bits and pieces of him?
Yeah, in France. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah, he is.
So St. Valentine supposedly wore a purple amethyst ring, customarily worn on the hands of bishops with an image of Cupid engraved into it.
Very nice.
Roman soldiers would recognize the ring and then ask him to perform marriage for them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably due to the association with St. Valentine, amethyst has become the birthstone for February, which is also thought to attract love.
Wow.
So
we pieced a lot together there. We covered a lot of ground.
Yep.
But so did St. Valentine after he was dead.
Yep.
His bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You picked out a record to go along with St. Valentine, did you?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Love is in the Air by John Paul Young.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There it is. John Paul Young and Love Is in the Air. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about St. Valentine.
Yes.
To wrap up our theme week on Valentine's Day.
Sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready? Go.
Okay, there may have been more than one St. Valentine.
St. Valentine is also the patron saint of beekeepers.
And February 14th first became associated with romantic love in the 14th century.
Let's not forget epilepsy.
Yes.
Also the patron saint of epilepsy.
Yes.
So there's that. And
yep.
A town in Italy, you said,
mm-hmm.
Named...
Terni?
Terni.
Yeah.
Terni, Italy. Okay, that's very good. Folks want to learn more about St. Valentine, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
Of course,
if you
yeah.
go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We'll do that. And just to recap things we talked about this week on that Valentine theme week, Esther Howland, she was the lady. Let me see if I can do this. She was the lady who kind of invented the affordable Valentine card.
Yes.
Okay, sweethearts. That's those awful chalky heart shaped candy things.
Mm-hmm.
Roses, those are flowers. Pretty Woman, that was the movie starring Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Valentine today. Look at that. I did all that.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good memory.
Back on Monday with a fresh episode.
Oh, yes.
If the aliens do not kill us in the meantime.
Yes.
Retaliation. We'll find out. All right. Hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
Go
football.
You go football. Go sports. Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.